This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Markel A. Villanueva. Date of birth, December the 19th, 1998. Date of exam, case ID number 2303515. Date of exam, July the 26th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire and a operative report, as well as records from Dr. Farias Jimenez, dated 11/12/2020. Identifying information. This is a 24-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hidradenitis suppurativa and bilateral axillary hidradenitis / open wound. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in October 2019, where he worked at manual labor for 5 months. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant has graduated from high school in 2017, and he went to a vocational training college for 9 months, where he received a degree as a dental assistant. At the present time, he lives with his parents in a house. Allegation number one, hidradenitis suppurativa / bilateral axillary hidradenitis / open wounds. History of allegations, number one, hidradenitis suppurativa / bilateral axillary hidradenitis / open wound. The claimant states that in November of 2020, he developed these abscesses in both axillary areas along with some abscess cyst on the back of his neck. He was diagnosed with hidradenitis suppurativa and was placed on Bactrim Diaz, one tablet, BID. On November the 11th, 2020, he presented to Dr. Farias Jimenez, and they performed a surgery of incision and drainage of bilateral axillary hidradenitis abscesses and cysts, which were removed. No other injections were given. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, and discomfort that he feels every day, especially when it is hot. The claimant has a tendency to perspire a lot, and he still has the abscesses and cysts on his neck, which have not been treated but appear to be stable at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, but not doing any other exercise. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 1 hour, climb two flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assisted devices that he uses at this time. He is presently taking Tylenol 500 milligrams. QD, PRN is needed for pain. Family history, his father is 58 and is on dialysis and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension. His mother is 57 and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Medications, none. Problems, medical problems, bilateral hidradenitis suppurativa with incision and drainage on 11/11/2020, hidradenitis suppurativa, also of the neck, which has not been treated but appears to be stable, morbid obesity. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, his temperature is 96.6 Fahrenheit, weight 343 pounds, height 5 feet 9 and a fourth inch, BP 172 or 117 mmHg, heart rate 114 beats per minute, respiration 6 respirations per minute. The claimant was told that his blood pressure is high and that he needs to follow up with a physician. BMI is 51, which is very obese. General. This is a 24-year-old obese male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell, OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to neck after the last sentence? The claimant does have multiple nodule cysts on the back part of his neck, secondary to hidradenitis suppurativa of the neck. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant's physical exam was difficult, secondary to the claimant being morbidly obese. Could you drop down to extremities? The claimant has bilateral scar tissue of hidradenitis suppurativa, which appears to be multiple incision and drainages of that area. The area of the scar tissue is 20 centimeters by 20 centimeters in a circular area, and appears to be healed at this time. Could you please drop down to neurological exam after the last sentence? Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness, no joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of both shoulders. However, the claimant had normal range of motion of the lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for the scar tissue under both arms, as well as some cyst on the neck area posteriorly. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some minor restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to mild decrease in range of motion of both shoulders. Probable diagnoses. Hidradenitis suppurativa / bilateral axillary hidradenitis with open wound appears to be healing at this time. Has been treated with incision and drainage as well as antibiotic therapy. He does have a few of lesions in the posterior area of his neck, which has not been treated. His condition appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Marco A. Villanueva.